Has anybody got a match? Thanks. Now I can light an old gold for a treat instead of a treatment. And listen to Meet Me at Parkey's. From Hollywood, California, the makers of Old Gold cigarettes, the treasure of them all, invite you to Meet Me at Parkey's. So come along to Parkey's restaurant and say hello to Opie Cates, his clarinet and his orchestra, Joel Parton, Sheldon Leonard, Patty Bolton, Elliot Lewis, Anne Stone, Margaret Brayton, and our genial host, the star of our Old Gold show, Park Your Carcass!
Boy, do I be busy today. Now I think that I'll sit down and just relax for a few minutes and read a few stories out of my book. Where is my book? Oh, yes, here it is. The second reader. Let me put the seat. So this looks like a good story. It's called My Little Musical Friends. John is a drummer boy. Paul is a trumpet player, and Bob plays the flute. Can you hear John beating his drum? Rub-a-dub, rub-a-dub, dub-dub. And hark! Paul is playing his trumpet. Ta-ta, ta-ta, ta-ra, ta-ta-ta. And Bob joins them with his flute. Tweet, 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 tweet. I love to hear all three of them play together. Rub-a-dub-dub, ta-ta-ta-ra-ta, tweet, tweet. Isn't that music beautiful? Music beautiful? Sounds more like Spike Jones. If Petrillo ever heard those guys play, make them to join a separate union. Let me put to see what is this story over here. My new rubber ball. Daddy bought a new rubber ball for me for my birthday. It bounces very high. Come, Ted, let us play ball. I will throw the ball and you will catch it. Then you will throw the ball and I will catch it. Ready? Here comes the ball. Whee! Oh, my.
What happened? What was that awful crash?
I don't know, Jenna. I was reading my book about the kid who threw a ball. I guess when he broke a window.
Broke a window?
Oh, for heaven's sake, look at that. I got so excited reading my story. I pushed that glass off the table with my elbow.
Well, Parky, Mr. Martin, the wholesale meat dealer, just called. And he said that he's holding 65 pounds of lamb chops and 24 big steaks for you.
65 pounds of lamb chops and 24 big steaks? Oh, my, I'll have to get a mortgage in my restaurant for to pay for that.
Meat certainly is high, isn't it, Parky?
High? Do you know the cow's hoofs?
Yes.
They are now her shoulders. That is how high meat is.
Yes, I guess that only millionaires can afford to eat meat nowadays.
Yeah, I know, John, but, you know, it really don't be necessary for a person for to eat meat. Anna, you know, you could live without meat. I once knew a fella for 5 years, he ate nothing but roosters.
He ate nothing but roosters for 5 years?
Yeah, and he feels fine, too. The only trouble is every morning, 4 o'clock, wakes everybody up. Oh, pardon you, John. That man is once for to pay his check, I guess.
Okay, Parky, I'll take care of it.
Hello, Parky.
Oh, hello, Opie.
Say, Parky, who do you think just came in to see you? Big as life.
Who?
Who do you think? Go ahead, guess.
Look, Opie, don't waste my time with guessing games. I give up. Who just came in for to see me?
Mitch Benson, that's who.
Mitch Benson?
Yeah.
No.
Yeah.
Opie, who is Mitch Benson?
Oh, you remember Mitch, the young kid who used to work here as a dishwasher 10 years ago while he was going to school?
Oh, you mean little Mitch Benson?
Yeah, but he ain't little no more, Parky.
Huh?
He's grown up now and he's doing very well in the automobile business.
Automobile business, huh?
Yep, he works for Madman Munz.
Oh.
You know, he sells Kaiser Frazier cars.
Sells Kaiser Frazier cars? Well, if he's doing well now, imagine what he'll do when they come out.
Yep, old Mitch, he sure looks wonderful. Let me get him over here.
Yes.
Hey, Mitch, come on over here. Here's Parky.
Well, hello, Parky. Remember me?
Why, sure I remember you. Hiya, Mitch.
Well?
Let me think. Boy, you look wonderful. Know something, Mitch? You didn't change a bit in 10 years.
Well, there's one big change. I got married, you know.
Married? Well, what do you know?
Yeah? Yeah. Just a year ago today.
Oh, you mean today's your university?
Yeah.
Congratulations. Married just a year, huh? Any children?
Seven?
Seven?
Oh, yeah, I married a widow with seven kids.
I see.
Hey, Parky, I just got a swell idea. Yes. Seeing that today is my anniversary, yes. I'd like you and Opie to come up to my house tonight for dinner. It'll be wonderful spending my first anniversary with some of my old friends.
Oh, gee, thanks very much, Miss. But me and Opie and your wife and the seven kids, you know, there's too many people for to have in your house one time for dinner.
Oh, don't worry about the kids. The missus sent them over to their grandmother's.
Oh.
There'll be just me and the little woman and you and Opie. What do you say, Parky? Come on, it'll be good for you instead of eating here in your restaurant like you do every day to have a good home-cooked meal for a change.
Oh, my, a home-cooked meal. Miss, let me for to tell you something. I've been in this restaurant business here 19 years, and I never ate nowhere else except here. And by this time, you know, I forgot what a home-cooked meal tastes like.
Well, Parky, it'll be my pleasure.
Yes.
And just wait till you guys meet the wife.
Yes.
Boy, she's the sweetest woman that was ever made.
Oh, wait a minute, you guys. I just remember, I can't be at your house tonight, Miss. I got a vote.
Yeah. You got a vote?
Yeah.
Tonight? Okay, well, why do you vote tonight? The election day is done be until Tuesday.
Look, Parky, the number of times I vote, if I don't start tonight, I'll never get through.
Oh, well, that's too bad, Opie. Sure would have liked to have had you. But you'll come, won't you, Parky?
If you still want me, I'd be glad to. Sounds wonderful to me, a home-cooked meal.
Okay, pal. Be at my house at 6 o'clock.
6 o'clock.
Here's the address, 9134 Benedict Avenue.
Let me write that down here, 9134 Benedict Avenue.
That's right.
Look, I guess that I could find it all.
Well, sure, you can't miss it. It's right in back of a garage and down one flight.
Yes. Back of a garage and down one flight?
Yeah.
How did you ever find a place like that?
Well, I got friends. Well, I'll see you at 6 o'clock, Parky. Yes. So long, Opie.
Yeah, I'll see you at 6 o'clock.
So long, Mitch. Yes. Say, Parky, that Mitch sure is a nice guy, ain't he?
He sure is, yes. And am I glad for to see him doing so well, too. Happy married and got a nice home. You know, Opie, it's good for everyone for to be married and have a home. A home-cooked meal. You know, I could just smell it now. You know something, Opie? This world is done be such a bad place after all.
And now for a treat instead of a treatment. Old Gold singing star Little Patty Bolton sings, And Then It's Heaven.
A dream is just a dream until I dream of you. This is just a kiss until I'm kissing you. And then it's heaven. The ordinary things I always do with you become the most important things I'll ever do. And words are only words till you say I love you. Something strange and wonderful has happened to me. And now I know that you alone can make things all they should be. A dream is just a dream until I dream of you. Until I'm kissing you. And then it's heaven. The ordinary things I always do with you become the most important thing I'll ever do. And words are only words till you say I love you.
You know, the nicest thing.
thing anybody ever said to us was, if I want throat care, I know where to go, but if I want smoking pleasure, I get next to an Old Gold. That makes us feel pretty good, because that's just what we want to do. Give you the utmost in smoking pleasure. We don't want to tell you about cigarette laboratory tests or medical claims about smoking or throat irritation. All we say is smoke an Old Gold and enjoy the finest blend of the finest tobaccos money can buy. Yes, the finest tobaccos, brimming with flavor and protected by apple honey. Look, Old Golds are made by folks who've been associated with the best in quality tobaccos for nearly 200 years. We don't want to go into the throat care business. We want to send loads of pleasure your way. Smoking pleasure. And friends, how we work to make sure you get that pleasure. Every bit of tobacco skill and knowledge, every advanced control known to tobacco science, is concentrated on one thing in an Old Gold. To give you a cigarette that's absolutely the last word in rich, mellow, deep smoking enjoyment. Sure, take care of yourself and your throat and everything else, but listen, we're talking about pleasure. And that's why we say, anytime you want to smoke for the grand fun of it, anytime you want a treat instead of a treatment, treat yourself to a pack of Old Gold.
I guess what Benedict Evans means must be around here somewhere. Oh, here's a candy store. That's good. I'll go in for to buy a couple pounds of candy. I should bring a little gift. I don't like for to come there empty-headed. How you do, miss? I'd like for to get £2 box of candy, if you please. Thank you.
What kind of an assortment would you desire? Hard centers, soft centers, taffies, nougatines, nuts, or chewies?
Chewies? Is chewies good?
Well, it all depends.
Yeah.
Chewies is out of this world if you got your own teeth.
You got your own teeth. Tell you the truth, I don't know what kind of teeth these people has got.
Well, to be on the safe side, yes, take the soft centers. That'll cover everybody.
Yes, look, why don't I leave it up to you? You fix me up a nice £2 box of candy.
Okay, yes. You just leave it to me, and I will assemble a desirable assortment that I'm sure will satisfy you.
Yes, thank you.
It's mutual. Okay, that'll be $3.50. And if you'll just give me your telephone number, I'll phone you when the candy is ready.
All right. You'll phone me when the candy is ready? I want to take the candy with me.
Take the candy now?
Yes.
Well, we're going to get the sugar. We're way over our quota. Why, we won't be able to deliver your candy until after Christmas.
After Christmas? I need it now. I'm going for a friend's house for dinner. I want for to bring it with me. Well, thanks very much. I think we better forget about the candy. Merry Christmas, anyways, yes.
And a jolly Noel to you, too.
Oh, my. Wait until after Christmas for to get a box of candy. Say, I know. I think I'll buy a nice bunch of roses for to bring over there. Yeah, roses is beautiful. Especially when they got petals on them. Oh, my. I hope that I'll be able for to find some roses somewhere. You know, buying anything today is hard as the devil. Oh, speaking of the devil, look who's walking down the street. Is that faker, Orville Sharp.
Well, if it ain't my old friend, Mr. Punky Conkett. Am I correct?
Yes, you're correct.
Hey, what you doing in this end of town, my friend?
Well, you see, Mr. Sharp, I've been invited over to our friend's house for a home-cooked dinner.
Oh.
Yes, I'm supposed to be there at 6 o'clock. I don't got much time because I want to stop off, you know, buy some flowers for to bring him, you see.
Flowers?
Yes.
Oh, you ain't going to bring flowers, are you? Oh, no. Why, that's what everybody brings.
Yes.
People get invited to a house for dinner.
Yes.
What do they bring?
Right.
Either flowers, a box of candy, or a book. Yes. No, no. Now, why don't you be different? Be aboriginal.
Aboriginal?
Mm-hmm. Bring something that they never expect, see? Then you make a big hit. You realize that, don't you?
I didn't realize that. Well, what could I bring them? What they never would expect.
Why, brother, I'm just the guy that can help you.
You are?
Yes, sir. Not only can I tell you exactly what you can bring them.
Yes.
I can also sell it to you. That's my new business.
That's your new business?
Mm-hmm. I tell people what kind of presents to bring.
Oh.
I represent a company called the Surprise Gift Company.
The Surprise Gift Company?
Yep. Remember our slogan.
Yes.
When you do business with us,
You never know what you're going to get.
That's what I'm afraid of.
Hello. Tell me something about these people that you're going to have dinner with,
yes,
so that we can get a gift that fits them.
Yes.
You know them well? I mean, are you very intermittent with them?
Very intermittent?
Uh-huh. I mean, are these people very close friends, or are they just passing acquiescences?
Well, the man is just a passing acquiescence, but I never met his wife.
Oh, you're meeting her for the first time,
yes,
eh? Well, now, in that case, you want to make a good impression. I get just the gift for her.
You have?
Yeah, what you want to bring that little lady is a beautiful mink coat.
A mink coat?
Yeah, yeah. I know where you can steal one for $7,500.
Oh, look, Mr. Sharp, $7,500. Yeah. I'm just going up to a fella's house for dinner. If I would have spent $7,500, I could go to the best hotel for dinner. Get dessert, too.
Okay, okay. I got a cheaper gift for you.
Yeah, what is it?
Look, this is something that nobody ever thought of bringing before.
Yes?
It's a beautiful gift for the home. Only cost you $300.
$300?
Mm-hmm.
What could I bring her for that?
61 rolls of wallpaper.
How could I bring a woman who I never met before 61 rolls of wallpaper? That's the craziest thing that I never heard of. How do I know what color she likes?
Look, don't worry about the color, will you? In these 61 rolls of wallpaper, there's got to be one color she likes because every roll is different.
No, Mr. Sharp, I mean, I don't think that's good, 61 different kinds of rolls of wallpaper. Besides $300, that's much more than I want to spend.
Okay, okay. Now, let's see if we can think up a gift for less money to fit the folks' personalities. Huh?
Yes.
Tell me something about them. What kind of people are they? They got any hobbies?
Hobbies?
Uh-huh, you know, like photography?
Photography?
Yeah. I was going to say that if photography was their hobby...
Yes.
You could bring them a dark room.
How would that look if I walked into their house with a dark room under my...
Okay, okay. Hey, look, look. Do they like art? I mean, do they like to paint? Because I get just the thing that you can bring them if they like to paint.
Yeah, what's that?
3 barrels of turpentine.
3 barrels of turpentine?
Uh-huh. And that'll only cost you $45.
Look, Mr. Sharp, I'm not going to spend no $45 for no gift for no 3 barrels of turpentine. The most what I would like to spend is $3-$4, that's all.
$3 or $4?
That's all.
You expect me to sell you a gift that'll make a good impression for $4?
Yes.
Okay. This friend of yours like to go fishing?
Fishing?
Yeah.
Yes, I just remembered he loved fishing. He used to go fishing whenever he had a day off.
Well, that's fine. In that case, you can bring him a wonderful gift.
Yes.
Won't cost you a cent.
That's good.
Just bring yourself.
Myself? What kind of a gift is myself if he likes to go fishing?
Well, you can't go fishing without worms, and brother, you're the biggest worm I ever seen.
Good day, Mr. Scott.
Here's another treat instead of a treatment. Old Gold presents Opie Cates, his clarinet and his orchestra playing Charmaine. Thank you.
try smoking a laboratory test? No fun. How about a batch of statistics? You can't get far on that. Want to smoke for pleasure? Then look into a pack of Old Golds. Honest, there are no test tubes filled with tobacco in a single pack of Old Golds. Just 20 smooth, fragrant, delicious cigarettes. That's all you'll find. You're not a guinea pig. You're a person after a bit of pleasure. Tobacco pleasure. And folks, we promise you a downright miracle of taste and flavor in every Old Gold. We promise you the marvelous pleasure of smooth, mellow smoke rolling luxuriously on your tongue. Try. Just try an Old Gold. Then you'll see what we mean when we say, if you want a treat instead of a treatment, treat yourself to Old Golds. Ask for them at your tobacco counters. Look for them in the cigarette vending machines.
...9134 Benedict Avenue, yeah, that's right. Here's the garage. He said the house was in back of it.
Yes?
How do you do? Do you be Mrs. Benson?
Yes.
My name is Bipak Yakakis.
Yes.
Is Mr. Benson home, you know, Mitch?
No, he isn't.
Oh. Well, he told me for to meet him here at 6 o'clock. 6 o'clock now.
Okay. I'll tell him you were here. Goodbye.
Mrs. Benson! Mrs. Benson! Mrs. Benson!
Yes, I thought I just told you Mr. Benson wasn't here.
Yes, I know. I'm sorry for the trouble, but you see, when you slammed the door just now, my finger was caught in it, you see.
Oh.
Well, that's all right. This will be better in a couple of weeks. It's only my thumb, anyways. I don't use it very much. You say, Mitch is done be home, huh?
No, he isn't.
Oh, well, thank you very much, anyways. Would you please tell him what Park Yakakis was here? Park Yakakis. Yes. Thank you. You can slam the door now again if you want. I got my hand out of the way. Go ahead.
Oh, here comes Mitch now.
Hello, honey. Sorry I'm late. Hello, Parky. Hello. Well, I see you met the little woman.
Yeah.
What have you two been doing? Having a nice conversation?
In between opening and closing the doors, yes.
Well, come on inside. Don't stand out here in the hall. Sit down, Parky.
Thank
you. Honey, I invited Parky over here for dinner. I told him what a wonderful cook you are, and I wanted him to have a nice home-cooked meal for a change.
A home-cooked meal? But, Mitch, this is our anniversary. You told me you'd take me out to dinner tonight. Besides, there's nothing in the house.
Ah, she's wonderful, Parky. Did you hear her? Nothing in the house. Always hands out that same line, and whammo, in 3 minutes she whips up the most beautiful banquet you ever saw.
Oh.
But, honey, I'm serious. There's not a thing in the house.
Oh, what do you mean, not a thing in the house? I seen a box of soda crackers in the pantry this morning. You like soda crackers, Parky?
Soda crackers? Yes, soda crackers is nice. Yes.
And what happened to that can of sardines we had, honey?
Well, don't you remember, Mitch? We ate most of them last night.
Yeah, but we didn't eat them all. Must be at least 3 or 4 of them sardines left. Get them out, sister. Get them out. You like sardines, Parky?
Sardines? Yes, I like sardines, yeah.
Okay, let's see what else we got in this pantry. Pony boy, pony boy. Hey, what's wrong with this? Cornflakes.
Mitch, we can't have cornflakes. We haven't any milk.
So we'll eat it without milk. You see, honey, all you got to do is use a little ingenuity and you get up a wonderful meal. Am I right, Parky?
Yes, you're right. No time at all. You got to get a couple of soda crackers, 3 sardines, and some dry cornflakes. Say, look, this is BU University. Why don't you, both of you, come down to my restaurant? Let me for to prepare a real meal for you. I just got in some beautiful big steaks. The restaurant will be closed up. We'll be all alone. We'll go in the back. Just the 3 of us. We'll sit at a little table. We have a real party, huh? May I make you fruit cocktail and then soup and a salad and those steaks with French fried potatoes and all kinds of vegetables and coffee and pie and ice cream. And that dinner will be my university present to you.
Gee, Parky, that sounds wonderful. How about it, honey?
It's okay with me.
Oh, Parky, yes. You know something? This is the best dinner I ever had in my life.
Yes?
You're a marvelous cook. Ain't he, honey?
He sure is.
Say, are you sure what you both had enough to eat? Could I get you something else? Maybe another piece of pie?
Not for me, Parky.
How about you?
Brother, I'm stuffed.
Oh, so am I. Gee, it was wonderful, Parky.
Oh, it was nothing. Now, look, kids. Here's a deck of cards. You two could play gin rummy while I clean off the table, wash all the dishes. It'll only take me about 45 minutes.
Well, gee, we hate to put you to all this trouble, Parky.
Trouble? Don't be silly. I'm getting a bigger kick out of this than you. It's a wonderful feeling for me, but to have dinner with a nice man and his pretty wife. Yeah, kids, I sure enjoyed it here tonight. You know? It's made me for to feel like I was in somebody's home. You know something? You could say what you want, but there's nothing like a home-cooked meal.
Remember, next Sunday, same time, same station, be sure to listen to the further adventures of Park Your Carcass, Opie Cates, his clarinet and his orchestra, Joan Martin, Sheldon Leonard, Patty Bolton, and Elliot Lewis. Presented by P. Lorillard Company, a great name in tobaccos for nearly 200 years, and makers of Old Gold cigarettes, the treasure of them all.
Ladies and gentlemen, this is Park Your Carcass. I just want to remind you that it's very important that all of us vote on Tuesday.
Meet Me at Parkies is written by Hal Finberg and Park Your Carcass. This is Art Gilmore saying goodnight for Old Gold. This is NBC, the National Broadcasting Company.